Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. Joining me today is Robin Toms, director of the Ouachita Parish Public Library. Welcome, Robin.
Hi, Corey. Great to be here today.
Glad you're with us today. And the library's always hopping here in our area, but you've got a big special event coming up this Saturday. Tell me what's happening Saturday.
That's right. This Saturday is the kickoff to our 2017 Summer Reading Challenge. We're having a big event called Summerfest.
Well, that sounds fun. Anything that's got fest in it has to be neat.
Absolutely.
Summerfest coming up this Saturday from 10 to 2.
Right.
And it's the kickoff for the summer reading program. But
right.
Let's talk about Summerfest itself. What's going to be happening Saturday?
Well, everybody's going to gather at the main branch, corner of North 18th and Stubbs Avenue in Monroe. All the rest of our 9 branches will be closed that day so that our staff can gather and celebrate the kickoff for summer reading. We're going to have lots of fun activities. SciPort from Shreveport is going to be there with some fun experiments that kids and parents and teenagers, just anybody, can come and participate in. That's just one of the things that we're having.
How long have the folks at the library been doing Summerfest? Is this a new thing or something that's been around a while?
It's something that's been around a while. We did it for many years. We discontinued it for a while, and we brought it back 2 years ago, so this will be our third year.
And that's coming up this Saturday. What times of day does Summerfest go on?
It runs for 4 hours, starts at 10 a.m. in the morning, and goes until 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
Okay, so I remember the reading program, and you guys always had, kids working hard to try to read as many books as they can in different areas. Talk to me about the theme for this year's program.
Right. This year, the theme for all ages, and I want everybody to know that, summer reading is not just for kids. We do it for kids, yes, but we also do it for teenagers and for adults. The theme this year for all ages is Build a Better World. And so all of the activities that we've planned, all of our programs, even the books that we've selected this year that we're asking people to read or encouraging people to read, are all focused on that theme of Build a Better World. We actually have changed the name. It's no longer the Summer Reading Program. It's the Summer Reading Challenge. Because not only do we challenge people, of course, to read, that's what it's all about, but we also encourage people to attend library programs. We have things that they can do at home, out in the community, and also we want them to think globally. So all of that's built on around the theme.
Okay, so the Summer Reading Challenge, not just kids. We're looking for big kids, too, the adults, to get involved. You've got some top books right now that are hot for adults. What are some of those things that the adults need to be looking for the top six this year?
Okay. In the past, our summer reading program was River Reads. I think everybody's pretty familiar with that, where we had a committee that would pick one book, and we would encourage everybody to read that one book and come together for programs based around the book, discussions of the book, and so forth. But we're doing something a little different this year. Our committee has picked 6 top books in each age group, 6 for adults, 6 for teens, 6 for kids. The top 6 books for adults, I can share the titles with you. The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Society by Annie Barrows, Station 11 by Emily St. John Mandel, Where'd You Go, Bernadette by Maria Semple, Empire of Sin, A Story of Sex, Jazz, Murder, and the Battle for Modern New Orleans by Gary Crist, Girl Waits with Gun by Amy Stewart, and The Magician's Lie by Greer McAllister. And so what we're doing is we're asking people to read at least 2 books off of that list, and if they read 2 books, they'll have an opportunity to take an online survey and to vote for their favorite. They'll get a code, and they can then go in and put that code in, and if they've completed their other challenges, that'll enter them in a grand prize drawing.
Now, there are challenges for the kids and the teens as well to try to win some neat stuff. What
right.
kind of stuff are we talking about?
Okay, just all kinds of goodies. We've got everything from credit card, debit card, library card, wallets, little things that they can put on the back of their cell phones. We've got cool cups, water bottles, you know, just fun things that they'll enjoy. But the grand prizes, for kids and adults, we're going to be giving grand prizes that are provided by our friends of the library organization, and those are Samsung tablets. So if they complete their challenges, read their pages and read their books and vote for their favorite, then they'll be entered in the drawing for the grand prizes of Samsung tablets. For the kids, the grand prize is a launch pad, which we actually circulate launch pads at the library. And they're little tablets that are loaded, preloaded with educational games that kids find are fun as well as educational.
Okay, so I know that this is going to be fun. The event features something called the Summer Slide, which sounds great.
Yes. One of the things we're going to have outside is a great big giant inflatable slide that the kids will be able to slide down. And it's to remind them, read this summer. You don't want to lose the skills that you've gained, the reading skills and the comprehension skills that you've gained all school year. And we want kids and parents to understand if they don't read in the summer and stay engaged, they can slide behind.
Now, the library is more than just books. People just think, there's a bunch of old musty books in there. No, there's some cool stuff. What's the other things going on besides books?
Well, a lot of people don't realize, you know, you don't even have to visit the library to use our resources. We have all kinds of e-services. You know, it's great if you want to go to one of the online services and purchase your books, but why would you do that? You can supplement with what we have from the library. E-books, you know, videos that you can watch online, audio books that are downloadable. So they can do the summer challenge and not even have to come to the library. They can do it all online.
All right. Summer Fest coming up when?
This Saturday, May the 20th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the main branch in Monroe.
That's Robin Toms, director of the Ouachita Parish Public Library. To find out more, you can visit their website at oplib.org or find their Facebook page, Ouachita Parish Public Library, on Facebook. This is Lanyap on KEDM Public Radio.